Can you help keep Bob Enyart on the air for another year? I know you can do it. Every subscription, we're giving away Bob's brand new video on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Have you ever wondered what happened to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? Have you ever wondered why it is that God put that tree in the midst of the garden? I've wondered a lot of things about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And Bob's brand new video version of his insightful teaching on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is free for anyone who subscribes to any of our monthly subscriptions. Folks, I know you get a lot out of Bob Enyart Live, and it's time to pay a little bit forward. Help keep Bob Enyart Live on the air. Call us up or go to kgov.com, subscribe to one of Bob's monthly teaching series, or just make a donation, $5, $10, $5,000, $10,000. It's the Bob Enyart Telethon. We need your help to keep on the air. God bless you.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
And I'm Doug McBurney. I'm not with the government, and I am here to help. I hope.
I'm glad because I need help, Doug.
Well, speaking of needing help, have you heard about the...
The debate?
No, the debate.
I haven't.
No, I just...
Not a word of it.
The Clintons are fighting diarrhea, from what I understand. Well, I've got a headline here from Canadian News Service, actually from Reuters.
You know, somebody's got to do it, I guess.
Yeah, it's a noble cause. I mean, they're not struggling with a personal issue.
They're
setting up a foundation, a philanthropic effort to.
I misunderstood
the headline. I apologize.
It doesn't run in the family. It's for somebody else. So, Doug, you know, that reminds me of a beauty pageant.
Okay. The fact that you can even be reminded of a beauty pageant
is
a little disturbing.
By that headline.
Yeah.
Now, you remember the gal who was asked about the Africa, or remember the geography question?
Yeah.
It was
vaguely.
It was so embarrassing.
Yeah.
And
she couldn't.
It was so painful.
Yeah.
She said, "It's because Americans don't have maps of the Iraq."
Yeah, something like that.
And
pretty embarrassing.
If the world had maps of the Iraq, and she went on for about a minute,
yeah,
everybody wanted to die.
Yes.
Then there was the gal going for Miss America, who was asked about homosexual perversion.
I remember, and she said personally she was against homosexual marriage.
Marriage.
Yeah.
But she said, but the states could do what they want to do, but personally.
Yeah.
And she was lambasted by the tolerant, beautiful people who believe in free speech and diversity.
Okay, so those I remember, but the diarrhea, I'm not making the connection.
All right, there was this contestant who was asked, you know, they're asked these socially important.
Sure, what are you going to do to save the world and improve education?
And so this one contestant was asked, what are you doing in the battle against AIDS?
Okay, yeah, sounds about right, yeah.
Yeah, and she said, well, I try to avoid public restrooms. and the moderator, what do you call the officiator?
Well, yeah, whatever, the grand
master. He had a stunned look on his face. And so she had to say more. So she said, but if I have to, I use those sheets, those paper sheets. And he just wanted to die. And so there are these moments. But anyway, so this is the Clinton Fund is helping.
They're helping to save children
somebody,
in Nigeria who die from diarrhea. That's
honorable.
It's an honorable cause.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's too bad that they kill far more children by their policies, just like Mitt Romney and George W. Bush.
Yeah, and the Clintons.
They kill far more children by their policies.
Yeah, they advocate what they call population control.
Yeah.
But see, here they say they want to prevent children from dying of preventable illnesses. And I think in the Clinton economy, abortion is not a preventable thing. It's necessary. In fact, it's a rite of worship almost.
Right. To sacrifice your child.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay.
So there you go. Hey, but the diarrhea story aside, what happened with the anonymous donor who offered $750 worth of painting for a $500 donation?
That, you know,
that was an
you
awesome.
Heard that?
That
you
was
weren't
awesome
here. That was
someone
creative,
stepped up. Yeah,
right?
Very,
somebody in the audience.
Cool.
And right after we went off the air, we had a listener in Westminster.
Yeah.
Call up and say, please connect me with that guy. I need my fence painted.
Perfect.
And the painter was thrilled, and Bob and Yurt Live got a $500 donation. So, Doug, we're now at $12,900 on our way to $30,000.
Well, praise the Lord. And we are still in the midst of the telethon.
Yeah.
So give us a call. Subscribe to one of the monthly teaching programs. Mm-hmm. Video, mm-hmm. audio series.
Yeah.
Get a free gift. What's our free gift?
The Tree DVD
the tree
series.
Of the knowledge
we've
of good
just
evil.
Produced that. Yeah. That's our classic Bible study on the tree.
Yeah.
And we've just produced it, and it's going to be good.
All
it
right.
is. Well,
so
we've got it.
So the $750 painting offer, that's off the table. It was taken.
Yeah.
Well, that is creative fundraising. I like that.
Yeah.
And it's an economic stimulus as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, see, that's how you stimulate the economy.
And
so,
we all have different talents. When I was
right.
in high school, my grandmother asked me to paint her bedroom.
Yeah?
Took me about 3 months.
3 months for a bedroom?
Yeah.
Big bedroom?
It was bad.
It big? Oh.
I thought I had died and gone to purgatory. I cannot paint. It was a nightmare for me. But I had the best food of my life for 3 months.
Ah, working
Edith
at grandma's
Galluccio.
House. Edith Galluccio. You probably got some good Italian food.
Yeah, she actually, now nobody will believe this, not one person in the audience.
Okay.
But I went there one Saturday morning to paint.
Yeah.
I'd be there all day and paint for 30 minutes. The paint would harden before I stuck the brush into it. I never figured that out. Anyway, she didn't have anything for breakfast. She went into the yard to the squash plants.
Yeah.
And she got the flowers. The flowers
yeah.
growing on top of the plants.
Okay.
And she made pancakes out of the flowers.
Wow.
Squash pancakes. They were fabulous.
I never heard of anything like that.
She'd get eggplant and make the most fabulous moulignon you could ever imagine.
Yeah?
Serve it cold on a sandwich with oil and vinegar. Aioia.
Yeah, that's not a bad gig.
Yeah, it was great.
Okay.
She's with the Lord now.
Praise the Lord. That's
yeah.
awesome.
So, but anyway, how did we get onto that? Painting. So some people could paint.
Yes.
They could build homes. They could cut down trees. Well, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that's another story.
Well, that's a whole other story.
But we have that on DVD.
So, folks, if you're out there in the audience and you have a talent or a skill that you can contribute to the telethon, perhaps you could put us over the top with your skill or talent.
Yeah.
And come up with something creative. The painter offered $750 worth of painting.
Yeah.
For if someone would give a $500 donation to Bob and Yurt Live.
Right.
Okay, so
what
I'm
if
gonna...
somebody said if you give a $500 donation to Bob and Yurt Live, I'll build you a home, custom home.
Well, that I would probably call right up. I'll bet the lines would be full.
I bet it'd be the worst home in the history of the world.
I'm going to have to
like
analyze.
Gilligan's Island.
I'll analyze my list of skills, gifts, and talents and see if I can come up with something to offer.
All right.
And for folks out there in the audience, you do the same because not only can we keep Bob Inyart Live on the air, but we can stimulate the economy,
yeah.
economic activity.
Yeah. You know, my dear friend Doug Campbell was on the show last week.
Yeah.
And he asked me a question out of the blue. And you get questions put at you at live radio and you don't know what, you know. But he said, Bob, what stimulates the economy?
Oof.
And I answered, but he had a different answer. He said that it was demand and that the government should be producing demand. And I thought about that later. And actually, the government can't produce demand. Corporations can't produce demand. If they could, all their junk, they'd sell at high prices.
Right.
So that's one of the laws of economics where the seller can't produce demand. They could try to entice, promote,
and they can
encourage,
get their name out there.
Get their name out
aware.
There. But if people just don't want it,
that's right.
You're not going to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Those old Nokia phones.
Yep.
How much are they going for now?
You can't give them away.
They cornered the market in the
yep.
world.
That's right.
And so, and now they're playing catch up against
yep.
Samsung.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to have a phone. What was it called? An iPhone.
They used to have one of those?
Yeah, now they have Samsung
Galaxy
S3s.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But
the
anyway,
Renegade phone.
The iPhones are still good.
The Apple's going to send the FBI.
Unless you're trying to use the GPS. You know this guy went into a bar.
Yeah.
Or might have been a store or a church.
He was using Apple Maps.
Yeah.
So before we move on, what is it that makes an economy grow?
It is when we serve one another.
Ah, yes.
That is it. It's not money. It's not, you can't create demand. The government doesn't create jobs. It is, as the Bible says, serve one another. That is what makes the economy grow. The government could get out of its way.
All right, create the right environment.
And give people, right, the opportunity. But when people serve one another, and of course you could charge for your services and your goods, products.
I hope so.
Right. And that's what makes the economy grow.
That's pretty insightful. I think you should either run for president or at least be the moderator on the next debate.
I ran from the president once. Actually, a Secret Service.
Yeah, me too.
But in fact, I think we were sitting in the back of a police cruiser together.
I remember that. Yeah.
Okay, so.
All right, if you have thoughts on the Apple iPhone, give us a call. Or anything else, we're at 1-800-836-9278. You can obviously tell that we're a little turned off by the news today. Because I can't find
everyone
anything.
Everyone is obsessed.
Well, let me just ask you.
And I'm just not.
Let me ask you, Bob, where were you during the debate last night between, what was their names? Mitt Romney and Barry Obama.
Being a responsible talk show host.
Right.
I needed to watch the debate.
Well, you need to be abreast of the important things, the important stories of the day.
But I had something higher priority couldn't get out of.
Yeah.
My son, Dominic.
Yeah.
He's 11.
Good guy.
He wanted to see Lost in Space.
Lost in Space, the movie from the TV series from back in the 60s?
Yeah, you know, the robot, Dr. Smith,
I remember.
Will Robinson.
Danger, danger, Will Robinson.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so we watched Lost in Space, and I bet you it was more intellectually rewarding.
Well,
I bet you. And I bet you we learned more. You know, one of the things that we learned watching that?
What did you learn watching Lost in Space?
All these Trekkie fanatics.
Oh, yeah, the Trekkies.
Right? They all but worship Star Trek. I mean, some people actually do worship the Force, but that's that other
Star Wars galaxy
no, far,
I
far
was
away.
I was at a hotel in Orlando recently, and there was a Trekkie convention.
Ah.
Every stereotypical Trek, there's a reason there's stereotypes about Trekkies. It's because they all look like that.
Right.
Anyway, but they were friendly enough and good folks.
Yeah, they're not bad, but I got bad news for them.
Bad news for the Trekkies?
You know, they think that Gene Roddenberry,
right,
introduced to the world all these brilliant scientific breakthrough concepts.
Yeah, I think they have a special on Discovery or one of those channels.
Lawrence Krauss wrote the book on the physics of Star Trek.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's his. We just debated him on the air.
You just decimated and embarrassed
Real
him on
science.
The air recently. I remember
Real
that.
Science
yeah.
Friday. Well, I got to break it to Lawrence.
Okay.
Larry?
Yeah, Larry.
It was Lost in Space. All those breakthroughs, Doug, it all came from Lost in Space.
Really?
Forget about Gene Roddenberry. I mean, everything. Right down to resistance is futile.
No way.
The Borg?
Yeah,
that's
the Borg.
Lost in Space.
That's Lost in Space, too?
Everything. Transporters, Lost in Space. Now, not in every episode like you might see in Star Trek.
Yeah.
But it all came from Lost in Space. Velocity of the ship, near light speed.
Oh.
The weapons, they had laser guns.
They shot light
Phasers.
Beams or particle
they,
photon
yeah,
beams.
Right.
Yeah.
The robot.
I remember. Yeah.
Just like Data. It's a robot. He's a machine, but he exceeded his programming, becomes sentient.
He gains
human emotions.
He experiments
with humor.
That happened on Lost
in Space. They can't unplug him because it's like losing a crew member.
Right.
Most aliens speak English.
But yeah, well,
we can figure out why.
I think that was kind of unavoidable.
Yeah, they had a replicator. You know, on Star Trek, if you want onion soup, with the floating crouton and the cheese melted over the edges, just go to the replicator and you use. They say they have no money. They've evolved past money.
Right.
Lying dogs.
Not gonna happen.
Lying dogs. You have your replicator credits, and it's gonna cost you 7 credits to get your French onion soup.
Yeah.
That's money.
Yeah, credits. I mean, that's money, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. So anyway, they had a molecular replicator on Lost in Space. Not on the ship, but the aliens that they interacted with.
So the ideas, the germs of the ideas, not necessarily. Doug, is there anything that we can credit Gene Roddenberry with? You don't want to totally destroy the guy's legacy altogether.
I know. He introduced homos and bisexuals to primetime sci-fi TV.
Wait a minute. Not on Star Trek. Get out of here. No. Yeah. I remember. I watched Star Trek.
Yeah. No, well, it was the Next Generation.
Okay, Next Generation. Well, I remember that Star Trek, that was a staunchly heterosexual show. I remember that. I mean, the aliens might have been green Captain Kirk was attracted to.
But they were men and women.
But they were still girls.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. That was the one thing about Bill Clinton. When Bill Clinton was elected.
Yeah.
And then reelected, my audience was, you know, having just an emotional breakdown.
Yeah, I was disturbed.
And I explained that it was just as bad as if the Republican had won, or perhaps not as bad.
Perhaps.
But anyway, when he won, I forget, first or
it
second.
It was during the Next Generation. Was on the air. I'm sure of it.
And I pointed out, you know, it could be worse. And the callers, how could it be worse? Well, he does like girls.
That's one thing you could say about Bill Clinton.
So it could have been worse.
Could have been worse.
But we're getting there, right? Yeah. We're getting there when we'll have maybe Hillary. And then it would be worse.
That would be worse. And let's leave it at that.
Yeah. Okay. But a couple other things, Doug.
So you were, back to alien, Lost in Space.
Alien civilizations that had evolved beyond warfare.
Oh, yeah.
They had that.
That was a big Star Trek thing. But
most aliens look humanoid, except some look like reptiles. I mean, it was all. They did it all.
They did it all first.
And it's the physics of Lost in Space.
Wow.
It's not Roddenberry.
That's pretty deep. Well, I definitely learned more in the last 3 minutes than anyone who watched that debate last night. For sure.
Well, more of anything important.
Oh, absolutely. Much more important. I spent the evening, I was watching my 5-year-old interact with Siri on the iPad.
Oh, this is what you did during the debate.
Yes. I was not watching.
That had to be way more interesting.
It was a lot of fun. Because Siri already is not very swift. I mean, that's got to be one of the worst, most embarrassing programs ever released by a software-oriented company.
Have you asked
it? Just unbelievable.
Have you asked it how much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
Well, now let me write that down. We'll do that tonight.
All right, ask it.
She was asking Siri, where can I find a carne asada burrito?
Oh.
And anyway, Siri was perplexed. And then I spent the rest of the evening.
Should have said tequilas.
Tequilas?
Yeah, that Mexican chain in Denver.
Yeah.
Oh, they got great carne asada.
No, I'm talking specifically about a carne asada burrito.
Oh, I don't know about that.
It's a whole different deal.
Well, anyway, no wonder Siri doesn't know.
Useless. That is a useless program. It's good for entertaining your 5-year-old.
Yeah.
But other than that, I see no purpose or reason
to
it.
So your daughter enjoyed it.
She had a great time. Good. And then my other daughter, I spent the rest of the evening, I should say, teaching my 11-year-old how to fret notes on a guitar. Mm. Trying to teach her how to play guitar, which my wife is against. Mm-hmm. She doesn't appreciate the idea of my daughter doing anything that could have her interacting with musicians. Mm.
So the debate coming up, the next debate will be
Monday night. The big Monday night debate
will be foreign policy.
Yeah, from what I understand.
And so I realize that those Christians who want to come up with a reason to vote for Mitt Romney, I know they're desperate.
Yeah.
Because every reason. It's like homosexual marriage. Well, been there, done that.
He instituted it in Massachusetts.
Right. He started the whole nationwide phenomenon.
Yeah.
Tax-funded abortion on demand, he did it.
Well, but we know that Barack Obama supports it.
Government health care reform But
he hasn't
Mitt
done
Romney
it.
Is the godfather.
Yeah.
He's the architect of Obamacare.
Wow.
And forcing adoption agencies and forcing
Catholic hospitals
all that
to violate their conscience,
taking
and
away
their
religious conscience. He's done it all. Government health care reform, socialism. He's done it all. Way more than Barack or Hillary have even imagined doing. He's already done it.
He's done it.
Right.
But wait, Bob, wait. Perhaps.
So now foreign policy.
Perhaps you just are not politically astute enough to recognize that what Mitt Romney did in Massachusetts was to fly under the radar to trick the liberals so that now when they elect him president,
Doug, this is
you know what he's going to do?
This is in the Ann Coulter hang-ups video.
It is?
And it's just superb.
I thought
That video has, I don't know, 60,000 views. Awesome. It's just great. We should embed it in today's show summary at KGOV.com.
So you don't believe Mitt's a stealth conservative?
So that video where Ann Coulter talks to four different radio talk show hosts, 50,000-watt stations around the country, and they each ask her about Mitt Romney, and she lies and dissembles, and it's real interesting where she said at CPAC, CPAC, that's that thing that doesn't stand for anything. CPAC.
We don't know what that stands for.
Yeah, man. Nothing. She said that Mitt Romney tricked the liberals into voting for him. And the video says, no, Ann, Romney tricked you. The liberals voted for him because he instituted homosexual marriage, tax-funded abortion on demand, put liberal homosexual pro-abort judges on the bench.
Yeah.
He did every imaginable thing that a liberal would do, and he spoke out of both sides of his mouth. As he's doing it, he says he's against it,
right?
So that people like Ann Coulter could do no research on the most important issues in history and say Mitt Romney governed as a pro-lifer on every issue that came on his desk. So she's the mouthpiece for the child killer.
Yeah. Pretty embarrassing, but let's get to foreign policy. Do you have some? Well, do you have some previews, some insights into foreign policy? Because there's no way we can doubt, Bob, that Mitt Romney is far preferable to radical Barack Obama in foreign policy. Because because number one, he has an R after his name. I know that for a fact. I've seen it on the TV.
And if you have a president with an R after his name, America's safer.
That's right. It's got to be that way.
Right. Yeah. So
I can't think of a specific.
When America exports sexual morality, pornography, homosexuality, abortion.
Those are our main exports these
days. Right. And if you look at a Republican president.
Yeah.
What does he do to try to turn America away from our sexual perversion and try to make us honorable in the eyes of the world? Nothing.
I remember
Bush, you know, we have a friend who's from, she's from Romania.
Romania.
She said that the whole country was horrified when George W. Bush sent over the new ambassador.
Oh, that's right.
And it was a homo with his homo partner.
Oh, I remember.
And the nation was in shock.
Yeah, this was a nation that had just come out of 70 years of darkness of communism, and the church was just being reestablished.
Right.
And what does George W. Bush do?
Sends over a pervert.
Sends over. Oh,
and
I
so
that.
It's easily you can look at America and the world and see that things have gotten worse. For example, the 12 years of Bush and Reagan Bush. At the beginning, 1980, homosexuals were a fringe voice.
Yeah.
By 1992, they were a leading political factor.
That's true.
In the 12 years of Reagan Bush.
Yeah.
Because there was really no moral leadership. Reagan got elected for moral leadership, but it didn't happen. He got seduced by Republican Party politics, put a pro-abort Sandra Day O'Connor, who was a known pro-abort.
I forgot
on the Supreme Court and all that, and it all fell apart. And Bush is the first to invite the homos to the White House.
Oh, that's right.
But anyway, so here's what's going to happen. Romney, they say, well, Romney's better for the Jews.
Better for the Jews.
And I love the Jews.
I'm good with the Jews. They're fine.
I love, you know, everybody in the – I like people.
They should have their own country. I think that's fine.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I've led three tours to Israel to support Israel.
Absolutely.
Mitt Romney has killed more Jews than Osama bin Laden has. He's killed more Jews.
That's a radical statement.
His support for child killing, and you do the demographics in Massachusetts nationwide with the kids that would be killed by his own policies and his approval, not the kids who would be killed by the Supreme Court, but by Romney.
Romney's own exceptions and
Romney
his own actions.
Romney has killed and will kill far more Jews than Osama bin Laden did on 9/11. And take any other terrorist attack in Adama.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you don't make a nation secure by people who advocate killing innocent children.
Right.
It's not going to work. It's not going to work with Israel. And so, and we were told 4 years ago that Obama wouldn't fight the terrorists. And within 48 hours, he'd killed his first jihadist leaders.
Yeah.
And he continued through the whole 4 years. He killed Osama bin Laden.
Killed those pirates. That was pretty
killed
good.
Killed the pirates. That was good. That was good. Now, awesome. I despise Barack Obama. He's
sure,
evil.
Sure, I do. I despise him.
But to try to lie about one child killer and pretend he's good and make people afraid of the other child killer so they'll support our mass murderer instead of their mass murderer, that's worse.
I think it's way worse.
Yeah.
But that's where we're headed.
And we don't know. By electing Barack Obama, it could be, not that this would matter, but it could be that a couple hundred million Muslims in the world were less angry at America.
It's possible.
Because we elected a president that they could relate to. They look in the mirror, they sort of see somebody who likes Islam.
Yeah.
Somebody sort of looks like many of them. They could have been, so their anger against America could have subsided just by electing Barack Obama. Now, that's irrelevant because he's a child killer.
Yeah, he's evil.
So you don't support him. You don't make these political calculations. But it's possible that America was safer for 4 years under Obama than we would have been under John McCain. It's possible. But that's not relevant.
No, that's not certainly not something to base your decision
on. I mean, if
on.
Hitler or Stalin, who's going to make your country more secure and be better for the economy? It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, now, this whole politics thing has got me very depressed now, so I don't want to talk about it anymore. But I have a big question for you, Bob.
Yeah.
This was the headline from WorldNet Daily this morning. Will your child attend a lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender mixer at school?
No.
Yours won't?
No.
No. Mine won't either. But
yeah.
Apparently, for those of you in the audience who put your kids into the government schools, the Southern Poverty Law Center is sponsoring on October 30th, they're sponsoring what they call Mix It Up Day. And ostensibly, it's where kids are supposed to go outside of their clique and sit with someone who's not necessarily part of their group. But the American Family Association has reported that there's a significant pro-homosexual message expected to be delivered. And here's their solution over at AFA. They say, keep your children home from school on October 30th.
Oh, yeah. That'll really protect the kids. See, too many of the big ministries have let the American family down by not telling Christians what they should already know, that the government schools are godless. Mm. And practically the intent is to turn your child away from biblical morality. Not practically, certainly. And to make Jesus seem like he's a throwback to an ugly time in history.
Yeah, that seems like the heart of the government school curriculum.
That is their goal.
Is focused on mocking God, destroying the faith of your children,
right,
and undermining the family.
And how do we communicate it to our audience that it is like unleashing the forces of hell in the mind of a child?
Wow.
That's what it is.
It's that serious.
When you send your kids to public school, and we went to campus 2 weeks ago for the first debate.
Yeah.
And Doug, the nightmare was there in fruition.
Yeah.
The fruits and nuts were hanging off the trees in the courtyard at Duh.
A generation of the fruits produced by the government schools you witnessed, you walked amongst them last?
Yeah, it was scary.
It's ugly out there.
Yeah, so you take your kids out of the... You don't put prayer in the public schools.
No.
You don't want to put prayer in every brothel in the land.
No, not in every crack house.
No. Yeah. You close down the public schools. You take your kids out of them and you give your child a Christian education.
Right. You're in the world, but you're not of the
Thanks,
world.
Thanks, Doug. God bless you guys.
Can you help keep Bob Enyart on the air for another year? I know you can do it. Every subscription, we're giving away Bob's brand new video on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Have you ever wondered what happened to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? Have you ever wondered why it is that God put that tree in the midst of the garden? I've wondered a lot of things about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And Bob's brand new video version of his insightful teaching on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is free for anyone who subscribes to any of our monthly subscriptions. Folks, I know you get a lot out of Bob Enyart Live, and it's time to pay a little bit forward. Help keep Bob Enyart Live on the air. Call us up or go to kgov.com, subscribe to one of Bob's monthly teaching series, or just make a donation, $5, $10, $5,000, $10,000. It's the Bob Enyart Telethon. We need your help to keep on the air. God bless you.